Tom C. McKnight, Jr. on dictating the neurological report on patient. X-I-O-N-G, Lee, L-E-E, address is 2071 Amanda Way, number 15, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-321-3224, ID is XXX XX 1961, date of birth 5/14/1977, 45-year-old, married, machinist, insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS-Forest, Chico, 530-894-5112. It is addressed to Dr. Nehatyagimd. In all capitals, AMPLA Healthcare. Below that, Chico Medical. Pediatric and Express Care, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926-2213, phone 530-342-4395, fax 894-2325. Dear Dr. Tiagi, thank you for referring Mr. X-I-O-N-G, Lee, L-E-E, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, he suffered a right hemispheric stroke, developing some left paresis and verbal dyspraxia, as well as ataxia, for which he was hospitalized for several weeks and has been participating in outpatient rehab at the Enloe Medical Center under Dr. VIKRAMPODDUTURIMD, a rehabilitation specialist. New paragraph, his imaging study findings are reported to show a subacute right pontomedullary junction medulla infarction. He was placed on dual antiplatelet therapy. Lipitor was continued. Insulin was readjusted for better diabetic control, which is continued. He had no evidence of cardiovascular dysfunction. He initially presented with right-sided weakness, but then developed some left-sided weakness with hypotension, which resolved. He was continued on low-dose lisinopril and metoprolol with stabilization of his blood pressure. He was felt to have initially some diabetes insipidus, but DDAVP was discontinued. there was a history of chest discomfort with negative cardiovascular evaluation. He was also identified to have hyperuricemia, a history of prior gout, and was placed on colchicine and continued on naproxen twice daily. He was found to have an occult positive stool, was started on Protonix, with recommendations for outpatient GI evaluation. He was continued on Lantus insulin 24 unit sliding scale with meal bolus. And was referred for diabetic education. He was referred for discharge on March 11, 2022. With rehabilitation continued therapy recommendations. New paragraph. His medical records from Enloe Hospital were forwarded to us and were reviewed, which is highly appreciated. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows mild symptoms of left paresis with slight reduction in his left JMAR grip strength. New paragraph. He ambulates without serious ataxia or dyspraxia with a negative Romberg. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are all preserved. There are no pathologic or primitive findings. New paragraph. Cranial nerve evaluation remains preserved. New paragraph. He still has some speech dyspraxia but continues in therapy on an outpatient basis, which I recommend he continues. New paragraph. In consideration for follow-up care and continued evaluation, we will obtain a high-resolution neuroquantitative brain imaging study at Open Systems Imaging. New paragraph. Home sleep testing overnight will also be completed to exclude comorbid suspected obstructive sleep apnea associated with his dysomnia and multiple nocturnal arousals. New paragraph. Laboratory work for follow-up and thrombosis risk has been requested. New paragraph. I will see him with those results in a few weeks while he continues on his current regimen. Subparagraph. At that time, we will discuss readjustment of his stroke prophylaxis risk therapy as previously identified and recommended in my signature.